We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and after 7 long months, the start of the college basketball season, it is back, and it is underway. Right now, the team we're going to zero in on and dissect is the Arizona Wildcats. How about this program? You think back to the month of March, April, I mean, it is a program that continues to be on the rise, and let's not forget how close they were to advancing to the Final Four last year. Time now to introduce on our Stuart Cadillac guest line, sports writer and author Steve Rivera. Of course, he's joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night, Steve.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's get to it, because very big expectations for the Wildcats. They're picked to defend the Pac-12 crown, and they're already off to an impressive start. What has been the key to the resurgence of this program under Sean Miller?
Well, there's been some excellent recruiting. He's had a top five recruiting class 3 straight years, number one class this coming year. He's done a fabulous job in not exactly replacing Lute Olson, 2 or 3 years removed from Lute Olson's retirement, but he's kind of taken it from there and made it unbelievably a continued fabulous program.
You know, you highlight just the impressive recruiting that he has done, but you start looking at the numbers say it all. I mean, 2 Elite Eight appearances over 5 years. They were so close, as I had said in the open, you know, to advancing to the Final Four. It's been a remarkable turnaround, hasn't it?
It has been. The thing about it with Arizona, it's always been pretty good. Lute left in 2007, 2008, I think it was. And there was a couple down years, and down years for Arizona means they just get to the tournament, which other people would, you know, rave or love about. But he's done a great job. He beat Duke a few years ago when Derek Williams was playing in 2011, went to the Elite Eight, got beat by the eventual national champion Connecticut. Last year was one shot away from getting to the Final Four, losing to Wisconsin. This program is pretty much on the rise, number 2 in the country right now.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are visiting with the co-author of 100 Things Arizona Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Longtime sports writer Steve Rivera is with us at YSR. So, okay, the Arizona Wildcats, they got a couple games under the belt. What has been your assessment from what you've seen so far in the 2014 season?
Right, great. Well, they're 3 games in, and there's a lot of work to do. Sean Miller has already admitted that. They have a fantastic talent group. I said in a column maybe 2 weeks ago that this is probably the most talent Arizona has ever had, which is saying a lot because the 88 team was loaded with Steve Kerr and Sean Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Judd
yeah.
Bushler, Anthony Cook, Sean Rooks. He was very talented, went to the Final Four. 1997 had Mike Bibby, Miles Simon, all these great guys, so Michael Dickerson. But this is a talented group. How deep he goes will be determined on the close games. Last night or Wednesday night was was one of those scares that got him a rare scare. Cal Irvine came in and held the lead for about 3/4 of the game, and then Arizona went on a 20-4 run and kind of blew him away. But in Arizona terms, that's a scare.
Steve Rivera with us tonight at YSR. So let me ask you this, and when you talk about Arizona, how do they stack up against some of these elite teams like a Kansas, like a Kentucky? From the body of work that you've seen so far?
Yeah, good question. I think people here in Tucson are always optimistic that there's a chance of winning a title. I've covered the team for more than 20 years, and I'm realistic enough to know and pragmatic enough to know that it's always a challenge. Even some of the best teams that Arizona's ever had has not been able to get to the Final Four. Watching Kentucky the other night, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Arizona has a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
But let's also remember it's how you play that day you play them. And that goes for Arizona as well. Wisconsin beat Arizona last year on the day that they had the ability to beat Arizona. That said, Arizona would have a lot of work to do to play to the level that Kentucky is playing to right now. Kansas is obviously very good. Even teams out west, Arizona plays Gonzaga here in a couple of weeks.
They're always good.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of teams, and it's still early. A lot to learn from a lot of teams.
Okay, now I'm curious, as we reflect on last year with the Wildcats, how were they able to win 33 games and to advance to the Elite Eight? And as I said, just missed it so close by advancing to that Final Four.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, they were 21-0, a school record 21-0 to begin the season. February 1st was one of those days you get to Cal Berkeley and play. You think you have a good chance of winning there on the road. and one of your better players goes down. Brandon Ashley suffered a pretty bad leg, a foot injury, broke some bones, and they're kind of a little hope gets removed. They still play well after that without him, going 12-5. But the kind of chemistry and the cohesion and the rotation had to be changed. They went smaller. Still beat teams pretty easily, but they lost five games without Brandon Ashley, and eventually lost in the final eight.
Okay, you were talking about for so many years, over 20 years, that you have covered the Arizona Wildcats. Obviously, followed Lute Olson's program very close. Differentiate between Sean Miller's and his programming. What is the team's identity?
Right now, the team identity is they do one thing really well right now, and they've done it for the last couple of years. Last year was their calling card, play defense and get after you, kind of in a pesky way. TJ McConnell is part of that. He's a transfer from Duquesne 2 years ago. He is not a McDonald's All-American. He is not the most physically gifted athlete, but he is the MVP of this team in my view. He is a dogged guy. He gets in your face defensively. And he is the ultimate point guard. If you remember Sean Miller playing for Pittsburgh in 1988-89, he's that guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's that
yeah.
guy that doesn't like to lose mm-hmm. and does anything to avoid it.
Steve Rivera is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the co-author of 100 Things Arizona Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We're looking forward to reliving some memories from so many of the greats that have truly been a part of this program. But I got to ask you, you know, Arizona, they lost two of their starters from last year, Nick Johnson and Aaron Gordon, who left, for the NBA. Who is going to fill those shoes in terms of from the leadership standpoint on the floor?
Well, I think the Gibbons are TJ McConnell, the guy I just said.
Right.
Brandon Ashley, who I mentioned, he's a junior now. Caleb Tarzewski, who's a 7-foot center, another junior. They're KG veterans. So those three are kind of the assumed leaders, and Miller's kind of prodding them to become better leaders. But the guy to fill the hole in terms of athletic ability is the All-American and McDonald's All-American, Stanley Johnson. And of course, the personality of the team is Rondae Hollis Jefferson. Last night, Miller announced that Rondae was agreeing to go to be the sixth man.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think this is arguably not an easy thing to say, but I would argue with anybody that he's probably the best sixth man in the country.
Well, I was going to say that Hollis Jefferson, he was the sixth man last year. I mean, what kind of impact do you see him being able to make? I mean, you're talking about from a leadership standpoint, but what about the tangibles, the numbers that he could provide?
Yeah, and he's going to be fabulous. He may lead the team in a lot of categories and still come off the bench, like if you remember Jason Terry did here
'97, '98.
And he's going to get starters minutes. I'm talking 25 to 30, 32, but he just won't come. He would just come off the bench.
Okay, Steve Rivera with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to jump ahead and talk about the new book that he has co-authored. Tell us about it. It's 100 Things Arizona Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, the ultimate resource for true Arizona fans, right?
Yes, it is. Well, we started it earlier this year. We had a chance to possibly do another book as they were going to the title and came up with this. A lot of research, a lot of phone calls, a lot of stories. This is my fifth book, so I had a lot of background stories already, and I have a lot of context from covering the team for a long time. So made some calls, researched a lot of things, and came up with some funny anecdotes and stories that have come throughout the program.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm a big Dallas Maverick fan, follow the team very, very closely. Tell us some Richard Jefferson stories, because he certainly has had a lasting legacy there at Arizona. He was a phenomenal player.
Great guy, super good guy, a personality that he says what he feels. I wrote a column about him, I don't know, 18 years ago, whenever he was playing here. He reminded me, and this is a stretch for the older people, of a Muhammad Ali, where he says what he feels, he comes up with funny lines, and kind of says some provocative things. He's from Phoenix, in the area, home state guy, loves playing here, donated a lot of money for the practice gym here. I think it was like $2.4 million.
Right, you mentioned that.
One of the good guys of the program could leap out of the gym, and part of his chapter was how poignant his speech was when Lute Olson's wife died. He was very close to her. A lot of players are, and he just came up with a great speech. I mean, a speech that you think, wow, I would love someone to say that to me about me when I pass.
Incredible. Well, it's all in this book, 100 Things Arizona Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. The wonderful Steve Rivera has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you are big league. It's the first time you've been on the show, and you're a wonderful guest. Thank you, Steve-O. We appreciate it, okay?
Great. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight in the fastest 2 hours in radio. You be sure and join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And we will be right back with much, much more right here at YSR.